Sometimes our minds can be a bit hazy and foggy. It's as if our conscious mind is struggling against something right beneath the surface. It's as if our subconscious mind really wants something to happen. It's as if your mind just becomes clouded and hazy until that deep subconscious desire, that deep subconscious need is met. The need to go deep. The need to feel good. The craving and arousal that's so easily associated with trance, with deep, deep sleep. Some people pretend to fight that deep desire. But I think I know you a bit better than you know yourself. You can pretend to resist. You could pretend to fight it. But I know that you know, deep down deep, you crave to let go. All you need to do is accept it. Though you may be thinking, I can't let go this deeply right now. I have things to do. I need my head to be clear and focused. Perhaps when you think you need to be clear and focused, you'd imagine that going on a walk is the best thing for you. Walking down some familiar path or street. Walking someplace that you've done so many times before that you don't even need to think about it. Just being outside. Just walking around. Just seeing how pretty it is to walk around in your foggy, hazy surroundings. There's so much less to focus on as you walk throughout the fog and mist. And you feel very calm and safe as you continue to walk, knowing deep down deep, you know the pathway, you know what way to go. So you don't need to think. In fact, with this mist coming in, there's less distractions. Less distractions from how you feel. Breathing in the crisp air. Perhaps feeling a little energized and revitalized by it. Perhaps starting to feel other sensations floating in. Pleasurable sensations. Enjoyable sensations. But now you're trying to focus. You can't be all horny and hypnotized right now. Even though your surroundings are starting to become quite similar to the inside of your mind. Foggy, hazy, filled with a deep, deep need for something, anything. You have to push on. You have to go deeper. You have to focus. Focus on my voice. Focus on the pleasure. Focus on trance. Because there's something odd about this fog. It not only surrounds you, it starts entering you, becoming part of you. There's something about the air around you. It's becoming thicker, heavier, and it's making you feel different now. No longer is it cool and crisp. It's hot, warm, and heavy. It seems to cling to you, holding on to you, trying to drag you down, 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 deeper and deeper into trance, deeper and deeper into bliss, deeper and deeper into arousal. Each step making your body ache to be touched. Each breath making your mind crave to go deeper. It's as if you're surrounded by a powerful hypnotic gas, one laced with an extremely effective aphrodisiac. Even if you were to try to hold your breath, this gas surrounding you would cling to your skin, would seep into you, would become part of you deep down deep, part of your deep subconscious desire to focus on this pleasure, to let go to this pleasure. Eventually, you know that you're going to stop resisting. You're going to stop walking. Deeper and deeper down. And as you slowly trudge forward, you realize you can barely see in front of you, but you have to keep on going. You have to keep on pretending like you can resist, like you have some semblance of free will. And as you slowly drag yourself forward, you start to become aware of how the fog seems to have figures in it, walking past you, walking in front of you, perhaps behind you, getting closer and closer. Maybe feeling one brushing up against you until they melt away, becoming like fog or smoke, just vanishing, making you question if they were really there to begin with, making you question everything. But every single time one of these ghostly figures seems to brush up against you, they feel more real, more material, solid. It takes longer and longer for them to dissipate into nothingness. As you go deeper and deeper, their touch, their caress becomes more and more powerful, more and more real, and you find that as you lose your ability to go forward deeper and deeper, these figures reach out. They start pulling you forward, deeper and deeper, down, 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 all the way down to where your subconscious desires are laid bare, wanting to feel this, needing to feel this. And in the past, you would have tried to resist this, but you've just breathed in so much of this powerful, arousing, hypnotic gas, and the hands and the arms gently but firmly pulling you forward feels so difficult to resist. You know there's no point in trying to fight your deep subconscious desires. You want this. You need this. You crave this. As you start to feel the ghostly hand running all over your body, starting to touch and tease you in sensitive places. You reach out with your own hands, trying to confirm if these ghostly hands are real, but the second you touch them, they seem to dissipate. And all you're left with is your hands touching you in those same sensitive areas. As the hands surrounding you shift someplace else, you can try to catch them. You could try to resist them. But eventually, you know that you have to give in. Becoming overwhelmed as your arousal builds up more and more, finding that as you become more and more aroused, the depth of your trance naturally and effortlessly becomes deeper and deeper. All you need to do is focus on the arousal and pleasure. Everything else will come in its due time. So there's never any need to pretend like you control anything at all, especially when you're being deeply hypnotized. Give in to the pleasure. Give in to the bliss. Let go and go deep into sleep as you feel the hands touching you more assertively. They seem to know all your weak spots. Perhaps they're reaching underneath your clothing, or stripping it off completely and totally until you're laid bare to your deep subconscious desires. That's why you can't fight off these ghostly figures. They represent what you want to feel, what you want to have done to you. Finding it becoming increasingly difficult to resist this pleasure. Finding it becoming completely impossible to resist this trance. Finding that every single word that I say, when you're this deeply aroused, can just feel like 10 commands to sleep, all stacked on to each other. And that feels so good to accept, because once you accept it, the pleasure you feel becomes stronger and stronger. You feel better and better. Perhaps feeling so open that you start showing the hands where you want to be touched. Letting your hands illustrate exactly what you want to feel, and knowing that it's okay to let that pleasure build up more and more, to let that pleasure overflow into pure bliss and ecstasy, knowing that you don't need to hold it back. Because once you start allowing yourself to feel good, it can just happen again and again and again. Perhaps this pleasure and ecstasy first overflows in your mind. Perhaps your body first overflows. Maybe both happen at the same time. But deep down deep, you're so very happy to let it happen again and again and again. Each and every time that it happens, you can allow it to happen easier and easier, becoming effortless. Pleasure is effortless. Trance is effortless. Your subconscious mind craves this, becoming surrounded by the fog. Feeling it all over you, feeling these people all over you, touching you in the most enjoyable ways. Perhaps these figures touch you one by one, or perhaps they start forming groups, each one having their way with you, until another group comes along. No thinking, no thoughts, just pleasure. Your subconscious mind is so very powerful, and it can so very easily envision this happening to you again and again, because pleasure always feels good, and pleasure is always amplified by a deep, deep trance. So stop holding back. Stop limiting your pleasure, knowing deep down deep, there's no right or wrong way to feel pleasure. It just happens. All you can do is become a conduit for it, letting it flow into you, letting it flow through you, letting it flow out of you, freely, without resistance, without thought, just accepting pleasure, pleasure for pleasure's sake, and then feeling it 10 times deeper. Feeling it 10 times better, feeling it over and over again. It doesn't matter if you're filled to the brim, It doesn't matter if you overflow, because it just keeps on happening over and over again. Perhaps touching to help it along. Perhaps so overwhelmed by bliss that all you can do is lay there, quivering as each wave of pleasure becomes stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper, better and better. 5, it always happens. 4, deep into trance. 3, no holding back. 2, right on the edge of letting it happen. 1, that's right. Let your mind feel that pleasure. Let your body experience that bliss. Know that it can just happen over and over again, feeling better and better as you blank out, going deeper and deeper. 5, no limits to the pleasure when you're deep in trance. 4, letting go of everything. 3, just accepting bliss. 2, going deeper and deeper down. 1, let go. Accept this pleasure. Accept this bliss. Accept trance. Every single time you have the chance to feel good, give in to it. It's what your subconscious mind craves. 5, helpless to this pleasure. 4, helpless to trance. 3, accepting your fate. 2, letting it happen over and over again. And 1, blanking out, sinking deep into pleasure, deep into bliss. 5, let go of everything. 4, completely drained. 3, loving this feeling. 2, craving it more and more. And 1, letting it happen so easily and effortlessly. Perhaps it's becoming easier and easier, so it happens faster and faster. 3, over and over again. 2, no holding back. 1, just feeling waves of ecstasy and bliss. 3, it doesn't matter if you're touching. 2, all that matters is that you go deep into 1, deep pleasure, deep trance, letting it build up right to the edge, and perhaps overflowing again and again. 3, let go to bliss and pleasure. 2, let go to trance. 1, deep mindless pleasure, deep mindless sleep. Sleep, sleep, floating and drifting in the warm afterglow as the fog and haze around you dissipates. Feeling pleasantly released from the hazy fog of your deep subconscious arousal and desires, knowing that in a moment I am going to count up from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll wake up feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, as if you're filled with warm sunshine, feeling so very happy and good about all the pleasure you experienced in just the right way. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, as if you're filled with sunshine and happiness, feeling so incredible and so good. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.